We got our new hydraulic West on the line right now. Let me go ahead and pop that interview on real quick. Hydraulic West.
Yo, 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 what's up? Here, Candy Radio. This is Hydraulic West, live from the penitentiary.
Hey, what's going on?
Live.
Thanks for tuning in and, you know, making that happen so you can get through it on this call tonight. You know we appreciate that.
Yeah, you're the first interview in the new studio.
Oh, that's what's up. You know, that's cool. It's a start to a new beginning then.
Absolutely. You know, we're doing big things tonight, so we definitely felt like, you know, we wanted to have you on the lines because you're doing big things as well. So, you know, it only makes sense to have this first show with you. It only makes sense.
Well, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I really mean that. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank you personally for pushing my campaign on your website. We checked it out, me and my team, and looks good. You got me up there shining. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to be a part of what you got going on.
Okay, thank you. And, you know, if y'all didn't know, I know I've been posting it, but if you guys are just tuning in and just now hearing about it, my dude Hydraulic West is actually incarcerated right now. So, you know, this is something real live right now going on. If y'all haven't checked out the website, y'all need to do so now because he does have a hit single with our dude. You know, everybody know him on Ear Candy, our dude Smick. He got a hot song called Pretty Stoner. And, I mean, the song is dope. I mean, I be rolling around playing it. I got it downloaded in my iTunes, you know what I'm saying? And I'm feeling it. So definitely this is something that, you know, I've been actually trying to do ever since I first started. I wanted to kind of get behind the walls because it just seems like the government just oppresses us so bad, especially, you know, us as black people. You know, if you look in there, we're a minority in the world, but if you look in the prisons, we're the majority. And that just don't make sense to me. So I just wanted to find a way to get behind the walls and really just talk with the people behind the walls. And I feel like it was just meant for us to link up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was already trying to pursue what me and you've talked about, and now it seems like everything's just falling in place.
Yeah, that's how life usually happens. You know, when something's big, something great is about to form here, and I'm just, you know, I've been pushing my music now for 20 months straight, you know, right here from prison, you know, and I've been making substantial progress getting it done. I'm a real definition of the diamond in the rough. This last 20 months, I've dropped 6 albums and 23 singles and collaborated with major artists and independent giants, and everything on my end is good. I've been featured in magazines, radio, online blogs, you name it. I've been on from Hot 97, Who's Next, to ThisIs50.com, Fizzler on the Roof, Sickness.net, Hip Hop Weekly Magazine, and the list goes on. And now I'm here right now, today, on Ear Candy Radio.
Right, that's what's up.
And you know what's crazy? I ain't going to lie. You know, when my dude brought it to me, shout out to my dude Smigs, and also shout out to my dude King Loke. They both told me about you. And, you know, I have a lot of people coming at me trying to get their music on or trying to do this and that. So, you know, it's just like first of all, coming from my dude King Loke, I already knew it was official. But, you know, when I first heard it, I'm just like, you know, we got somebody trying to get his music out. But you official. You know, I checked out your website. If you guys aren't hit, check it out.
Candy Radio checked out a lot of your music.
We checked out a lot of the music. Y'all check that website out. It's chincheckmusicgroup.com. Chincheck is C-H-E-C. There's no K. So it's chincheckmusicgroup.com. Y'all got to check them out because this dude, like real life, like I said, he's incarcerated right now. But not only is he in there rapping, producing these songs that sound like they're mainstream, this dude is also, you know, he's a producer and a CEO. You know, they got a clothing line. Like, he's real life doing his thing. So I just, you know, I wanted to talk to you about that. You know, just first of all, like, how do you make that happen, being behind the walls?
just having a passion to be heard, keep my voice out there, and just being creative. I wasn't going to let this prison stop me. I turned a negative situation to a positive campaign. And, you know, I'm pretty artistic and creative, so I knew I wanted, I always wanted a T-shirt line or a fashion line, so I was just like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Let me come up with some designs, put it together, you know what I'm saying? Got them printed up and just ran with it like that. We got the His and Hers chin check piece on my website available. And, well, my music, I just use all my connections from being in these streets and just took it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. Like, what you got going on? Like, your website, first of all, is dope. You know, I got a girl who do my website, and it's on that level. You know what I'm saying? It's real, like, your website is nice, your music is nice, and it's just amazing to me that literally you're behind the walls making all this happen, and that's just a good story for anybody. You know what I'm saying? You see people out here who claim they struggling and all this, like, it just gives me hope. Like, I got you in there doing what you doing in jail, doing this bit, and you still making it happen. So that's just, you know, a testimony for everybody. You know, get out of your, don't be trying to feel sorry for yourself and all that shit. Like, make some shit happen. Period.
Straight up. Straight up. That's all. That's what I'm on right here. I just knew that me being in here, I was focused on what I was going to do. I told myself what I was going to do. I had the capital to do it. You know, I had the contacts to do it. You know, I had the mind to do it. And I just put it together like that, song by song. I've been recording for the past 3 years. That's why I got so much music out there. It's nothing to put a single out, you know what I'm saying? Make the beat, get somebody like Smig to come sing on the hook, come up with a title and the artwork, and put it out. Just get some. Now I'm at a point where I want to work with this talented artist, period, and just put everything together like DJ Khaled does. So that's what my mission is now.
All right, well, tell the listeners, let the listeners know where you're from.
Yeah, I'm out of Pomona, California. And that's Southern California. It's the last city in L.A. County. It's where Sugar Shane Mosley, the boxer, is from. So
okay.
That's why I'm representing Pomona, you know, 909 Rialto, California. I represent Seattle, Washington, Tacoma, Washington. So that's where I'm repping.
Okay. Well, what got you start? What made you get into the music industry?
I just knew I always had a ear for good music, and I'm like, all right, let me make my own music. You know, I write poetry too, so that's how it started. You know what I'm saying? Just put my pain, you know what I'm saying, into a music form as I structured into writing poetry, and then that's how I went. People were telling me that they liked it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, let me keep going on about this. And everything I put out, everybody liked it. And eventually everybody started loving it. And everybody was like, how can I buy it? I'm like, man, let me lock in with a distribution. I'm going to get it out there, you know. So now I got 3 distribution deals. I'm on with one of the biggest distributions out there, and that's Empire Distribution. That's where Fat Joe and Remy Ma's at. They sold 2 million copies of Going All the Way Up. Snoop Dogg got a situation over there. Yo Gotti, Starlito, Troy Ave, Cameron, Jim Jones, Mozzie, and the list goes on. So that's who I'm competing with, is artists over there like that on a big scale.
Yeah, and you told me you did an interview on Hot 97. Of course, I checked that out. And, you know, speaking of big scales, I'm a radio station, and you know, I definitely have tuned in to Hot 97. Look up. You know, you look up to shit like that. So, I mean, definitely, I see you making moves out here. So, you know, I commend you. I definitely commend you on all that you have going on. For real.
Yeah, I appreciate that. A lot of people don't know I'm recording my music over the phone. And I got the ability to make beats over the phone, too, with producers. Like, recently I just made some hot production with a Akron, Ohio's producer named Goldeneye 95. He'll give me like a bass line, and I'll add like the claps and bells and whistles. You know, he'll mix it down. It's kind of epic how we put it together. What up, Goldie Gold?
Okay, that's what's up. I got a question for you. So if you had anybody you can do a collab with, who would it be? Did you hear me?
Anybody?
Yeah.
You say anybody what, on an independent or major or what?
Hey, what's your major? What's your major dream collab?
Of course, you know, I don't follow the leader. I got to follow the winner. You know, I got to go tap in with Jay-Z. That's where I'm trying to go with this. Being a great businessman, not just with music, just, you know. So that's how I shoot for the stars.
Okay, that's your dream collab, Jay-Z?
Yeah. Exactly,
okay.
You know. Trying to follow the blueprint he put out.
Yeah, you already did a song with one of my favorite rappers.
Who was that?
Who's that?
Pacino, man.
No, that's your favorite?
Oh,
Pacino.
Oh, Ampy? Oh, yeah, we got Matt. You said Amp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, I got a song with, I got a couple with Amp, but I got this one hot one right now. It's called She Says He's Just the Homie. It's featuring Amp Pacino and Smigs. It's a song that, like, I write all my music in personal, you know, situations. I don't just be scribbling shit, you know what I'm saying, and putting it out there. So everything I write, you know what I'm saying, I've been through this situation, you know what I'm saying, I really live this life I be talking about. So it was a song, you know, it was about a song, like, you know how a chick be talking about, she got a homeboy, you know what I'm saying, and she just be saying, like, oh, he's just a homie, but the whole time that'd be her little jump off.
Right.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, let me, you know what I'm saying, I know people can relate to this, you know what I'm saying, so I put it out there like that, you know what I'm saying, so Smigs got on there, you know what I'm saying, wet the hook, Amp got on there and does what he does best, you know what I'm saying, and we rocked, we got a good response from that one too, and I got this new one coming out, probably in the next couple of months. It's called, it's a tribute to the state of Ohio. And it's called Get It in Ohio Part 2. Like Cameron had Part 1, I got Part 2. And it's featuring Amp Pacino, King Locust, Shoddy Boy, Twan G, and P3, you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty hot. And producer-wise, who put it together, there's three people produced on that. I came up with it, you know what I'm saying, the sample. Twan G produced parts of the song, and so did GoldenEye. So that song's going to be dope.
All right, yeah, definitely. Shout out to Swan G. I follow him, but he ain't ever put his music on here, though. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you can send him that message. He need to get his music up on here, on EKR, you know. We the heartbeat of the street.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The homie's going to do that. He's going to do that. Demo definitely fought to, you know what I'm saying? Tell him to do it. He's going to be tapped in with you shortly here. He's heard all the way out there in the UK. Out there in Amsterdam. So he be making his moves and stuff. Also, I got all my music in every institution in the U.S. that has a J-Pay in their prison, and on Corelinks in the federal prison as well. So everybody,
Hold on, wait. You got your music on J-Pay? How the hell you do that?
Yeah, I mean, ooh, it was through the distribution that I got. You know what I'm saying? They get it to all the stores, and J-Pay just happens to be one of the stores, so. My I hadn't had some songs that have been in top artists, top albums, so everybody walking around here with different institutions I've been through got my music in their tablet. We got like 7-inch tablets, so everybody be rocking my music and stuff like that. So I got a big following in the institution.
Man, that's dope.
That's real dope.
That's real dope,
yeah,
man.
I didn't put a few people on, too. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. We were saying that's what's up, man. Like I never heard it before.
Yeah, I didn't put a few people on too up in here, you know, let them have a voice to get out there, you know what I'm saying, so that people can tap in and listen to what they've got working on. Hello.
Yeah, we here.
Okay. Yeah. I also got you can find my music on Pandora, iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and hundreds of other online stores, too. And it's Hydraulic West, and everybody usually spells it with a Y, but that's the wrong way. You spell Hydraulic, Hydrolic, and then West, WEST.
And you know what else, though? You got to start adding that to your, you know, to... to everybody that's playing your music, you got to start letting them know Ear Candy Radio, because I know all them stations playing you, but we playing you in 24-hour rotation. All they got to do is download that app, and they're going to get, you know, all the music that I was able to obtain. They're able to hear that in the app 24/7. So, you know, let them know. Download that Ear Candy Radio app. We got Hydraulic West playing all day long. We fuck with Hydraulic West over here.
Yeah, and if Hydraulic West fuck with Ear Candy Radio, you know what I'm saying? And I'm getting my new flyers done right now, and I got Ear Candy on there anyways, you know what I'm saying? So everybody that fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? I got you guys on there, you know what I'm saying? It's getting done today, so I'm going to send you guys a stack of flyers, you know what I'm saying, when they're done. One side, you'll see my music catalog. The other side, it'd be like social media, my website, and then your guys' website out there too, you know what I'm saying? So building a big bridge with you guys.
And you know what? That's what it's all about. It's all about networking. You know what I'm saying? You got to meet people who willing to network, shout you out, shout us out. Like, that's all it's about. We got somebody that want to talk.
Yep.
Hold on. We got somebody that wants to talk, so bear with us. Hold on. Hey, what's up, caller? Hello, caller?
Hi there.
Okay. Hey, how you doing?
You are online.
Yeah, I was just listening, Britt. Very good interview.
Oh, okay.
Very good. I'm enjoying it. I was just listening.
Okay, well, are you hip to Hydraulic West, though?
Oh, I'm not, but I can't wait to tune in to Ear Candy Radio and listen to him. I already have the app on my
girl.
Phone.
Yeah.
So, it's just a matter of...
You have 60 seconds remaining.
I just called about to hang up real fast. 20 minutes went by, but I'm finna call back, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, tune in, you know what I'm saying? Go check out Hydraulic West.
Okay, that's what's up. Call us back. We got you.
All right, y'all, we back. Ear Candy Radio. And we do have Hydraulic West online.
He called back. So, we must be something kind of special. Hydraulic West.
Yo, I got that song right there on my tablet with Chi Chi and King Locust. That shit's hot.
Yeah, I like that shit. So let's get back to this interview. If you don't mind us asking, like, could you tell the people like why you behind bars right now? Is there something you can elaborate on us about that?
Sure. Yeah, I'm sitting here, you know what I'm saying, on an assault charge. Caught back in 2012. Been down 5 years, and I'm almost home. Almost at the finish line now.
All right. When you come home? When do people expect you home?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, you know what I'm saying? The world going to know, you know what I'm saying, when I touch down. For real, you're going to see a party bus, you know what I'm saying, picking me up from these penitentiary gates. Cameras out, you know. Had a squad up in
right.
there doing it big. Come home.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
All right, well,
Ear Candy probably be the first one to break it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got a hot single rotation that's buzzing right now. It's called Long Night, One Mob Remix. It's with Mozzie and me featuring Joe Blow, Smigs, and P3. You got one.
Check
that one out. Check that one out.
Okay, wait. Give us that one more time.
Yeah, it's called Long Night, One Mob Remix with Mozzie, Joe Blow, Smigs, and P3.
Okay, P3 from the city, though.
Yeah, that's the homie. That's the little homie right there. He been connected some
that's
dots for me through the city, you know? That's how we do it.
So, you know, of course, we're definitely going to download that and get it into rotation for you on our app, for sure. I don't know. I mean, I've never seen nothing like it. You know what I'm saying? Really making your moves, doing your thing in there, like, that's commendable. You know what I'm saying? Because you see so many people who get locked up. Like, I know me personally. I know a lot of people that's locked up, and, you know, sometimes you talk to them, and it's just all... It's woe is me, you know. I don't got this. I don't got that. I can't do this. I'm locked up. You know what I'm saying? But to see somebody that's actually in there making boss moves, really just getting their music out there against all odds, like, that's commendable, man. it's really commendable.
Yeah, straight up. That's, I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know no other way but to go up, you know what I'm saying? I ain't seeing nothing other than that. I got another single coming out. It's with a major artist. It's called California Sunset, and it's with Compton Menace. And Compton Menace was over there messing with the gang. Now he signed the Cash Money Records. And for those who don't know Compton Menace, yes, he had played in a movie Straight Outta Compton. And I'm featuring my partner Eddie Mack out of San Diego, California. What up, Mack? And I got Smigs on the hook too, you know what I'm saying? It's a hit. So I just been sitting on that one for a minute. All my music that I do, you know what I'm saying, I usually go get Smigs on it, you know what I'm saying? Very talented artist and songwriter.
Very.
Yeah. You guys got to hear the first one me and him ever did. It was called She Said It Is Home, but the second one we did was called Wet. W-E-T, and you can find that out there, too. It's an R&B song. I'll deal with it like a 10-bar hook or something like that on it. You know what I'm saying? The rest is Smigs. You like that one a lot.
Oh, you know what? For real, I think we already hit to that, and I didn't even know that was you.
Yeah. We dropped that a couple months back. I want to push it harder. I'm about to do a remaster copy. I'm going to take my verse off there and shorten the song up. You know what I'm saying? Put some money behind that one. Yeah, that one's a hit too. I produced it and co-wrote it with Smigs.
All right, well, you definitely doing your thing out there. So tell me this: if you could do it all over again, you know what I'm saying? What would you do differently? And it's going from
as far as what do all over.
I don't care if you want to speak on the music side. If you want to speak on, you know, what happened with you getting in prison, you know what I'm saying? You can go from any direction you want to go. But I just want to know, basically, if you had one chance to make a major decision over, what would it be?
I probably would have never got introduced to alcohol, honestly, because alcohol has affected my life. I've been to prison 4 times, and it's been over alcohol every time. Every situation I didn't have went bad, relationship-wise, family relationship-wise. I didn't ruin some good friendships is always because of alcohol. So if I could take one thing back, I would have never took my first drink.
Wow.
Yeah, and on the music side, yes, it's a demon. It's a different type of demon you're dealing with, you know. So, it doesn't sit well with me, honestly. But on the music side of things, I would have never messed with certain artists who I did music with. I would have never broke bread with them. And let's clear the record. Nobody has done anything for me for free. Everybody's been cashed out. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what's your PayPal? What's your email? I don't, you know. Earlier on, like all the major artists and stuff like that, I'm talking bands. I'm sending bands through PayPal. You know what I'm saying? So I would have never did songs with certain artists, especially old dinosaur, you know what I'm saying, artists, you know what I'm saying? So I regret that. And somebody needs to tell these old heads that their time is up because these young niggas is writing foreigns and they designed it up. But on this year, I've been tapping in, you know what I'm saying, with cats, you know what I'm saying? They've been respecting what I got going on. Like, only people that really respects what you got going on is the ones that's been here in these institutions walking main lines, walking yards, you know what I'm saying? And they look at him like, damn, this dude's a fucking mastermind. How are you able to do this? You know what I'm saying? It takes money, so we know, you know what I'm saying, that you got your cake up, you know what I'm saying? Because if you look at some of the features I didn't did, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, damn, this guy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I didn't put over 150K into this in the last 20 months, so you know what I'm saying? So I say I'm balling, you know, I'm really balling on niggas, you know what I'm saying? But I made an investment, you know what I'm saying? I made an investment in myself. You know, I believed in myself because I love me, you know what I'm saying? I knew I wasn't going to fail because all these decisions I'm making, I knew I couldn't fail because I'm putting up my own money. So everything was thought, critical thinking, you know what I'm saying, into this, and every move that I made has been a bullseye. I didn't drop the ball on my part not one time, you know what I'm saying? And things, if I had the internet, I don't have no internet whatsoever, so I got to get relying on the next person to pick up the phone. Hey, shoot this email. Shoot this PayPal. Hey, what's happening? Book the studio time for me. I'm relying on the next man to do stuff for me. If I was able to do that for myself, then I'd be way further ahead than I am now.
So I'm just going and building off relationships with people on the phone. Like if I don't feel their energy on the phone, I don't do business with them. You know what I'm saying? Because I ask questions in a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying? To hear a certain type of response, because you got snakes. You know what I'm saying? In this industry, you know what I'm saying? And everybody wants, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's not good. You know what I'm saying? It's like smoke and mirrors in here. Everybody is deception. Everybody has hidden agendas or something, and everybody wants to get to the bigger fish. With me, it's a little bit different because I don't really care about this music shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I really went into it, you know what I'm saying, not to have an ego or anything, but just to let niggas know, like, this shit is easy. You know what I'm saying? You niggas suck. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys call yourself rappers or artists, but you guys do 90% lying. You know what I'm saying? Talking about what you do. Like, I really live this life I be talking about. I'm in here walking main lines. Like, niggas know me from, you know, from pimping and cripping. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I know. You know what I'm saying? So I went into this music stuff. You know what I'm saying? I knew I wasn't gonna fail because I knew what I was capable of doing. You feel me?
Yeah. Right. Now, if you did everything different, would you still be doing music? If you could do it all different, would music still be the thing you'd be going for? Is that like your passion?
I didn't hear the last part.
Is music your passion? Like, if you could start it all over, would music still be
now,
your choice?
Yeah, now it's become, you know what I'm saying? Now me, you know what I'm saying, like, stunting all motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? This is all I know. Now, you know what I'm saying, I found a new love, you know, like, being in a relationship with a woman, you know what I'm saying? I'm tired of, like, the letdowns and the lies and the disappointment with this music. You know, it doesn't disappoint me, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I got a burning passion for this. This is all I do. Day in, day out. That's why I'm always writing. I'm always recording. I'm always making new beats. I'm always meeting new people, new magazines, new radio. You know what I'm saying? Other people that's got the same passion and drive as me, and I've been linking up with them, just like I'm linking up with y'all. You feel me?
Definitely. And you know what? You know, I heard you say, you know, if you would choose not to work with certain people. But at the end of the day, you learned a lesson from that. You know what I'm saying? So chances make champions. You know what I'm saying? So now you know. And it's something my husband always say. I be mad at him, too. I'm like, nigga, like, he always loan the motherfucker some money that he know ain't going to pay him back. And I'll just be like looking at him like, why would you do that? And he like, if that's all it cost me, it cost me $50. It cost me $100. It cost me whatever amount of money to get a fake motherfucker out of my face. Then so be it. But you know what I'm saying? That's a small price to pay, especially how these snakes is. Man, I can't even talk about the shit I want to talk about right now. But these people is snakes, like real talk. They are snakes. So if that's all it costs you know what I'm saying, to have to fuck with the wrong person and not get the results that you wanted, if that's all it costs you, you know what I'm saying, that was a small price to pay to get them fucking fakes out your circle.
Right, exactly, because real motherfuckers are going to respect what I got going on and do it, you know, whether I got to trade them some beats or whatnot, or just, hey, let me do this for you, you know what I'm saying? I can hear it in their voice, you know what I'm saying, like if they really want to do something for me, because I just do shit for people, like, you know what I'm saying? If I feel as though I see somebody talented or, you know, they're humble, you know what I'm saying, I see where they're going with it, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, look, I got a couple beats for you, you know what I'm saying, here, you know what I'm saying? Just when you get on, pass this on to the next person that's worthy, you know what I'm saying? And I do want to say this, anybody that has any family members or whoever, that's incarcerated and needs features or beats, holla at me, you know what I'm saying? No cost, I got you guys, you know what I'm saying? You don't charge nobody that's in prison, nothing. Especially
man,
you sit down and
do
some time. That's
so dope. But I mean, you talking all this, it sounds good, but I'm gonna tell you this much. I'm looking for a new Air Candy radio drop. I wish you would have called in when I first started the show and heard our drop. You know, it's cool. I ain't, because the person that made it for me is dope. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to slight them, but we've been using the same drop for the last 2 years, 3 years maybe, and I need a new drop. So, you know, if you get on this drop for me. Get on this every time we start the show.
Yeah, I got you.
That's what's going to be played. Yo, drop.
Yeah, most definitely. I told you I got you, too. You know what I'm saying? I've been working on how exactly I'm going to get Smigs to do it. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be on there. You know what I'm saying? Probably be me, Smigs, King Loke, and Chi-Chi on there. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope. That's fire. That's fire.
Yep.
Shout out to King Lo for
Go ahead.
I said shout out. Yeah, shout out. You saying to King Locust for connecting the dots to hear Candy Radio for me. You saying shout out to Smigs for turning me up to Brittany Miller. Hey y'all, thanks.
Hey, yeah. Shout out to them. Shout out to me. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I'm not gonna lie. Hydraulic, like I'm on my little cloud, floating on cloud nine, cause like I feel some type of way. Like I had my little meeting yesterday. I had my you know, my new interns, my new people starting the show. It was like 13 people at the meeting. So, you know, I'm like sitting in a red chair, everybody else sitting in black chairs and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm a boss.
Right.
You know, I'm really a boss. You know, you can talk all that shit, but real life,
right,
I'm a boss. So, you know, I appreciate you rocking with us, fucking with us, because I, like, you know, you ain't get my information that I sent you yet, but when you get that, you're going to see exactly where my head at. And like we talked on the phone, it's not all about no talking and all that. Like, real life, like, let's make these moves, let's make this money, and get this shit popping. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be out here in a couple years. Shit, motherfuckers think when people go to jail, they're going to be gone forever. But nah, like, you going to be hitting these streets in a couple years. Like, let's get this money.
That's
you
what
know
they
what
never realize. Yeah, and I'm going to remember everything that, you know what I'm saying, on this journey that I've been on. It was supposed to happen, you know what I'm saying, like this for me. Not to cut you off or nothing, but this journey that I'm on, it was supposed to happen like this. It wasn't meant for no other way for me to do this, but like this, there's a reason and a purpose why I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning me. I took business to a whole different level. I'm not just no rapper or producer. I'm a businessman. I know this the ins and outs of this music business. You know what I'm saying? I got my own publishing company. I got my own production company. I've been taught artists out in the city of Akron, publishing and turn them up to digital distribution. Like, if somebody locking in with me and they need knowledge on or education on what's going on, and I fuck with them, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got that coming, you know what I'm saying? And they'll vouch for it, too, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Canton, Ohio, and Akron, Boss DeVito, Champ Hog, D. McGee, P3, Chichi Ayo, you know? And be on the lookout for Chichi Ayo's next EP. I'm executive producing it.
Yeah, shout out to everybody you just said, especially in the AK, because we done network all of them. Like, Chichi, she just did an interview with us recently. Shout out to her. Like, I fuck with her the long way. So, you know, when the people that came to me and let me know
you
I
have
need 60 to
seconds remaining.
Hydraulic West, I already knew it was official. You know what I'm saying? My nigga, King Lope, that's my nigga. Like, that's a real nigga right there, and I fuck with him the long way. So, you know, shout out to everybody. You know, everybody that you, what? No, this is his. He only got 60 seconds left. Okay, so you got about 30 seconds left. You got anything you want to tell everybody before you get off the line?
Yeah.
You have 30 seconds remaining.
Shout out to everybody who supported my music. My partner, Swift Holiday, Ray Vicks, out there in Louisiana, Rod C. from Houston, Ear Candy Radio for pushing my campaign and for future adventures, Rap Bay, One World Magazine, Slap God, Sickness.net, Dizzler, you know what I'm saying? Check me out on Instagram, HydraulicWest_.
All right, well, thank you for calling in tonight, man. Stay up. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, we're going to continue to network. This ain't the first interview. This is the first, but it ain't going to be the last. So make sure, you know, you stay up with me. We about to push it all the way. Push it to the end, to the wheels fall off. Let's go.